Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ladies Night. This is your girl, Lauren Enchanted, here with my girls, Lexi Lex and Miss Nika Neek.
Hey, guys.
Turns up. This is season 2, episode 25.
I was at our code name.
Oh, well, go ahead. Tell them who y'all are real quick.
Follow me at Lex is more with 4 underscores in between. It's complicated. Instagram and Twitter will let me live, y'all. But yeah, Lex is more. 4 underscores in between. Boom.
At me, myself, and Judy. It's as simple as that. Me, myself, and Judy.
It's some underscores in there, though, isn't it?
No. Oh, okay. Now it's and spelled out, though.
I'm trying to give her extras.
A-N-D.
All letters.
So this episode is Swipe Right. For those of y'all that be on the dating apps getting chose or choosing people. So I think it's going to be a good episode. I can't really talk about it. We got some good shit coming. As always, follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Like our Facebook page, Ladies Night Podcast. And follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. And send us those mailbag letters at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. We got one today, so shout out to the person who sent it.
I'm yay! When I yells, I want to, well, mail!
Sorry.
I messed up the words, but it was Blue's Clues. You know when they got mail, the mail song?
I haven't seen Blue's Clues in forever, but you know what? The 90s was a good time.
How you freaking
I know. I haven't seen Blue's Clues. I remember it, but I haven't seen it forever.
I was about to judge y'all, for real. Can't forget Blue's Clues.
Shout out to my Aries season.
I know, right? This weekend, you got a birthday coming
up. My mom
up.
Made this cup for me. It says, crazy ass Aries.
I see my face,
my birthday
right?
is April 10th. I will be posting Cash App and PayPal links. Send me some dollars.
I'm mad y'all out here really asking for PayPal and Cash App. Like, that's the new GoFundMe.
You know, thing, I don't want distance and a faulty mail service to stop the gift giving.
I feel you.
Let us give gifts and be merry.
I mean, I feel you. It's your birthday. Somebody send her some money. Turn
shout out to Nika. We're going to let her have her moment.
Right. It's Aries. Because
she's been complaining for 6 months, so we're going to let her have her moment.
We're birthday twins. Scorpio.
I mean, Scorpios are cool.
Why is she so mad, y'all?
She's so mad.
And she goes up her like, bow down. I said what I said.
Right. A little hateration is dance while we'll let you have it.
Oh, you don't have to. It's mine.
See, and I was just about to say happy birthday, girl. But I'm going to let you take it. But happy birthday to Nika, though.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Definitely going to have to turn up. Make sure y'all wish when the turn up is.
No. Yeah. Wait for some well wishes come Tuesday, y'all.
Right. But moving right along, Nika, do you have our parenting tip for this week?
I do. So, this week's parenting tip is on separation anxiety.
Ooh, Lord.
Baby T been having a little trouble, so I was like, let's look up some stuff.
Ooh, Lord.
Right. I want to do that a lot, too. So, I want to hear this
one. Oh, Lord.
Next
I didn't know separation anxiety came along with the terrible twos. I get it sometimes, but over this past weekend, it was real bad, and we were supposed to go to Richmond. We didn't go. He worked himself up, got sick, got to get my car detailed now.
They be working themselves up.
Oh, gosh. I was just like it's okay. All because, and it's not even, like, just, like, stranger danger. Like, it's people he's seen, people he knows. It's like, I don't know what it is he thinks they're going to take him away from me, or I'm about, I guess he's, like, the fact that me, like, if I have to drop him off with the sitter, I'm like, I'm coming back. I'm leaving you. And I say, you know I'm always coming back, right? He goes, uh-huh.
I know, I be telling that to Hunter, too.
And I'm just like, okay, well, then why are you so upset?
Like, Daniel Tiger says, grown-ups come back. And I hate that show. But
I didn't know what that was.
Right, we're going to have to watch that.
Somebody Kids is out there watching Daniel Tiger. So, this article on parenting.com, it's called Separation Anxiety Age by Age, and it breaks it down from, like, birth, toddler, and I think elementary school. But it says that separation anxiety can occur at any time, so he could have got it from birth, or he could have got it when he was in elementary school. You just never know when they're going to get it.
Watch this show.
So it says if they're starting early at like 6 months, keep the goodbye short. Don't give too many hugs and kisses. You know, love on them, but not excessive. Match your body language to your words. It says your child can sense your confidence as you walk out the door. So it's kind of like the anxiety thing. You don't want to rub off that anxiety on the kid. So
gotcha.
If they see that you're worried because you're leaving, then they're going to be worried, too.
Okay.
And then it says, avoid sneaking off. Ooh, I used to have that bad. When Malik would turn
I feel like that's what I have to do.
Door.
I have to get Terrence sit down to watch a movie so that I can walk out the room and do dishes or somewhere else. And then he knows where to come. He comes right to the kitchen and finds me. And then he has days where he runs back and is okay. And then the days where he just falls out, it's like the world is crashing down.
And it just makes your heart feel like somebody's stepping on it.
Yes. I mean,
it does hurt, but Hunter would never let me sneak away. She would be like, oh, my leg. From the time we got someplace new, she would be like, nope, nope. And she would, so I mean, she just would not let me go, so I couldn't even get out the room.
And I feel so bad because I don't want this. It's not that I don't want to be around you. I'm just trying to get the stuff done that I couldn't get during the week. You know, like, so I try to get stuff done before he comes back with me on my days. But it don't always happen. And so it's like, okay, I still have this to do while he's here. So I try to keep it. Yes, honey. Like now.
I used to sneak out the house and people would tell me that Malik would be saying, where my mommy goes?
And so he just walked right back. He just wanted to know I was here. Now he just walked right back and started watching the movie again. Hopefully he'll probably gonna fall asleep soon.
And then it says, for when they're a toddler, develop a goodbye ritual. So get a little routine about saying goodbyes.
Well, that's something I should do.
Says give your child a small job, like shut the door for mommy so he or she feels a little sense of responsibility. And provide an ETA. So, of course, they don't know what it means when you say, I'm going to be back at 3 o'clock. But you can say, I'll be back after snack time. And, you know, if your kid is in a routine, then they know when snack time is.
Okay.
And it says remind your toddler that you'll always return.
Mm-hmm. I will say Terrence is good at knowing, like, daycare when coming from work. He knows somewhere between 4 and 5. Somebody gonna be there to get him. Right. So he'll be looking at the door like, okay, where's she at? And he's actually been doing that since before he turned one. It's really interesting. Like, he knows, like, okay,
mommy's coming. I sent Malik to a new babysitter one time, and she said that right before I got there, he handed her his coat and Mahari's car seat cover and said, here, put it on.
Damn.
Like, okay, like, mommy's gonna be
here. Yep, she said he told me he was ready to go.
Right. It's over with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when they're in preschool, it says let your child know it's okay to feel nervous. You know, just let them know, be a big boy and let them know that you know they're nervous, but they'll be okay. Plan some extra one-on-one time. That's a good one. Because a lot of times they do just want the attention.
They just want to know you're there.
Yeah. Develop a predictable bedtime routine and do your best not to cave in. So,
that's a good one. I was one of those people that had, or Hunter had, separation anxiety from birth. Like, from the time I had her, I couldn't put her in her crib without her crying.
See, we were good with that. I was able to put him in his, like, as soon as we got home hospital.
I couldn't take her out. Or, yeah, I couldn't put her in my bed.
Yeah, I could put him in his crib, and we've done fine with that part. It's just, and even sometimes being, it's just now lately, I feel like it's just, like, real heightened. And I don't know if it's because since I'm in school and my schedule is different now, versus me having him the whole week is now half the week.
And so, being able to play with him whenever. Not having any time constraints. Cuddles and snuggles.
And that first day when he comes back with me, I always know he's going to be a little more attached. So I really try to make sure, like, okay, if we're just sitting there watching a movie together, he's fine with that. Because he'll sit in my lap and be content. But then it's the days after it says, okay, this ain't just, it's not lifting. I thought it was cool the first day. But, you know, I guess I just take it as a way of he really loves his mommy. I just don't want him to be so attached sometimes where he just feel like he can't go nowhere. Right. You know,
it hard on babysitters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, if I really need to sit here and his dad's not available, this like, I can't watch your child. The child cry for 30 minutes to an hour. I ain't got time to be like, oh, right. Dang.
So that's on parenting.com, and it's called Separation Anxiety Age by Age. And I'll post the link on our Facebook page for you guys.
All right. Thank you, Nika. Lex, you got some tea?
Of course, because it's been a tea-filled weekend.
Right, I know.
Starting off with our resident homegirl and the ladies' particular favorite role model, Miss Cardi B, Cardi
Gang, right? Hey, hair, bitch.
Dropped her debut album, Invasion of Privacy.
Thank you.
It's already went gold. So shout out to Cardi B. We need to tag her so she can see how much we love her. Because she's been posting all her shout-outs. Oh, she been posting Oprah. She applies and gave her a shout-out. She's out here winning, okay?
I'm really shocked Oprah gave her a shout-out.
Girl, Oprah was up there. She said,
I am glad for Cardi on today.
On today. on today, because not only has her debut album, which has been long awaited, has dropped. Right. Not only has it went gold.
Everything.
It's on also, beat, right? As we've all been speculating, her Offset are expecting. Yes. She said she's finally free. She posted on her Instagram, she's finally free, which I don't blame you, girl.
I would have that's a hard key.
Forget these haters and rumors. I would have made everybody wait too. Y'all not about to sit here and think I'm about to answer to y'all. I'm gonna drop this news when I'm ready.
Right.
So I don't blame her. And she looked bad on SNL with her ruched white gown and her
right.
Had the little French bun.
Okay, but taking it back to the 90s.
Look, she was giving me Selena vibes with a drop of ratchicity, you know, because you know Barty's here for the sophisticated ratchet. I was loving it. Her nails, everything was on fleek.
Yes.
She's about to slay this pregnancy and her Coachella performance perfectly. She's able to still do it because she'll be about 7 months at that time.
No.
Well, so we'll yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Like, you know, Beyonce had twins. It was Cardi might just sit there and just rap a few songs and we'll live, okay? Yeah. We'll be here for it.
I mean, pregnancy ain't no joke. So I'm proud of her for like carrying that shit and dealing with life and dropping Obama's album. Mm-hmm. Like,
and for all you doubters, her career is not dead. She will be just fine. Bitch. She will be just fine with her career.
Yeah.
And Cardi even said, so she's like, I'm about to grind even harder.
Right.
Like you thought.
Now I got a daughter depending on me, bitch. What?
Right. Well, we don't know if it's a boy or girl yet. We just know.
She said something little.
It would be cute if they had a little Cardi, though.
Right.
Little
I hope Cardi. It's a girl.
All right. So, what's y'all favorite songs off the album? I think we've all come to a consensus that Big and Head.
Right, that's
it's
definitely
everybody.
A favorite.
Right. If y'all know who know the sample, who know the remake of that, who know
girl,
who
know? Boy, please.
Right. Okay, I just want to make sure y'all knew. Yeah, when I heard that beat, I said, "Oh, fuck!" I said, "Okay,
right.
Fuck."
You riding clean? Your ass
I said, "Okay, Cardi, okay."
Girl, that was the shit too. That's why you can't help but mouth to it. I mean, if I like mouth peanut.
I also like how she did Get Up 10. It gave me a female version of Dreams and Nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, because when I heard it in the car, I said, "Okay, I'm ready for the." Y'all thought I was finished. Right. I was ready, and then she dropped. I was like, "Oh yeah."
Right.
Why do y'all got to play that song at the end of every party?
I know. I be getting tired of it.
You gotta go out.
And sped up, and
gotta go out on a bang. I only know a couple parts. I also like Drip with her and Migos. I feel like her and Migos like are real good friends. They probably look at her like
she said those are her brothers.
Yeah, aww. I feel like they look at her like sisters, which is dope. Like I hope to be real cool with my, you know, drip, my future drip, man's friends like that.
Drip, drip. Yeah, I like Drip. I like the I Do with SZA.
I do. I love.
I like
it. To that one today.
Yeah,
I do love that one. Moneybag and She Bad make me want to twerk.
I like Ring.
Yeah. Ring. Ring like through Ring. My phone and Be Careful. That's for all you F boys and niggas. I don't care what you know what, be careful. Her cadence and stuff might be a little different. But her lyrics was real. Yeah. Every time I hear it, I'd be like, yes. Yes, Cardi.
These feelings that you hurt and then bruising.
Right. You don't make my phone. What'd she say? Ring, ring, ring. With Kehlani on there. Yeah.
I know, right?
There
goes. Speaking of Kehlani, did y'all see that video of her
and Demi Lovato
at the concert? Like,
for real, for real?
I mean, they smooched a
well,
little
y'all
bit.
Know Kalani, she's swimming the lady pond now. She's swimming the lady pond. I don't know if her and her girlfriend to the girl, but she done took a dip now. I don't know if Demi dipping with her, but Kalani has dipped. So, I mean, they look real. I mean, you're almost convinced. I even come. I said, so are they together?
Right, I had to reach out on Twitter like,
But then I went back and read posts, so apparently they're just real good friends, but... Maybe.
You know what that means.
Yeah. Because Kalani looked real excited on that bed because Demi was on top of her. Kalani was like, hey, I can get used to this. So I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
That, right. You should have seen that video.
Yeah. Go look at my Twitter. You'll see it.
Okay. Yes. But on to other further pregnancy move. Shout out to Miss Gone with the Wind Fabulous. Because she has not only finally found love and marriage, she now has the baby in the baby carriage. After a long time, Miss Kenya Moore has confirmed she is pregnant.
Oh, is she?
Yes, she has confirmed. I believe she confirmed it on this episode of The Reunion. So that you know, she's been trying real hard, having to do IVF. You know, she's a little older, so you know, it's a little bit of a struggle. But shout out to her because fertility issues are real and...
that is something that's really hard for a lot of people. So I'm happy for her.
Cynthia really ain't never gonna see it now.
Right. Ain't nobody gonna see her.
Right. But I'm happy for her though, because I feel like
me too.
She does. Kaya is her own person, but she does get like a lot of flack from the girls.
I will say though, since she found love, she a whole lot less mean. I feel like she think a lot more clear headed. She's not as petty, I will say that. Because I could not stand her for the first few seasons.
I mean, good dick will make you let things go. It'll make you like, whatever, bitch. You don't matter. I'm getting good.
Maybe that's just what she needed. Some good D and some real love.
Some good loving, yeah.
Knock out that crabbiness.
So did y'all see the episode where he was on the show?
I did see. I saw some of it. I saw a clip. I did.
Did you feel like the love was genuine?
They look real happy to me.
It was one scene.
I'm just saying they look real happy to me from what I see in pictures and videos.
I don't want to speculate.
Well, what would you? Now I'm interested. So when I watch, I can
have a perspective. Yeah, what's your thesis? I don't know. He just didn't seem so loving towards her like she was to him. But she extra anyway, and maybe that's just not how.
Well, you know, he has quoted him like that
because they always be trying to say she faking everything.
Yeah, but then, well, that's because her history has just been. But also she's kept he I think that's the thing. They think she's trying to keep him secret. He has been the one that said, "I do not want to heavily be involved in that show because it sends relationships to hell." Cynthia and Peter. Phaedra and Apollo. Well, Apollo was doing some awesome shit. But, you know.
I always got the backstory.
You know. Nene and Greg, and basically Kim and her husband are the only ones that are, well, Nene and Greg did break up, but, you know, have been able to marriage survive in some kind of way. So, and he probably has seen how some they act, which they can get real extra. So, if I was him, I wouldn't want to be on that show either. I'd be like, just let me know when I need to appear to get a check. I'm only appearing when I need to get a check. And if I don't need a check, I will not be present. Cool. That's awesome.
Well, that was a lot of tea. Do we still have more?
Oh, then there's two more. Sorry, because we got on the head.
No, you're fine.
Tyrese and his wife are expecting a baby girl. Shout out to them.
Tablet drop. Tyrese and who?
Tyrese and his wife, Samantha Gates, are expecting a baby girl, which I'm sure is really nice for them. And as far as who else is possibly pregnant, there are rumors speculating that Miss Nicki Minaj herself is pregnant. She was seen getting off the plane at the LAX airport, and it says she got a nice little bump. Now, I know she was just getting fat, but people are speculating that Nas did not the rest. Which also could explain why she's been gone from Instagram for so long. Possibly dealing with some emotional consequences. You know? She just now popped back on the scene. So if she's pregnant too, we'll know in the next six or... We'll know soon because she got a little something on there.
Well, in other news, don't drink the water.
Because clearly it's going around.
For real. Yeah, so be careful, y'all.
Wrap up out here. As we all know, Black China let loose on a... I don't know if she innocent or not, but she let loose on him for touching her child. And in the consequences of that, Blac Chyna has lost the stroller deal that she has. Aww. Rob K is filing to amend the child support where he feels like he's paying her too much. He's also wanting to add in a 6-month grace period that none of Blac Chyna's boyfriends can meet Dream unless so they've dated for at least 6 months. And I also think him or his sisters are trying to push for him to file for either full custody or some more time. He trying to be the sole parent, okay? Because they not having Black China's behavior. I would have not thrown the stroller at the girl, but I can understand the concern because, ma'am, I don't know you. You could be crazy. What makes you think you can just walk up and touch my child? Like, no. I don't care, celebrity or not.
Someone trying to do a stroller to somebody.
Oh, she took the stroller and was trying to beat her ass. Like, picked it up and was swinging. Like,
no,
it was bad. She cut up. She acted a plum fool. She acted a plum fool. Now, it'd be different now if you saw her physically trying to snatch your child, then haul off. I don't care. But she was just trying to reach out and say hi and be like, oh, cute baby. Da da da. And she just hauled off on her.
And she's under a microscope. That might not have been a big deal if just a regular everyday person did it. Because who wouldn't have reacted like that?
But I think they did hype it up because it was Blac Chyna.
What y'all think about that 6-month can't meet your boyfriend rule? Just in general, not just for her.
I think it'd be one thing if that was her choice. But I think for him to say that,
yeah,
that's...
no, you don't have the right to say that, because if that's the case, there should be a policy the same thing for when he gets a girlfriend. You're not about to just put rules and stuff on me when your family stay with drama.
Right, this is true. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a little extreme, especially when, I mean, is she really introducing the baby to new guys every 6 months? No, probably not, you know?
Right. We'll see. She got that new one. His name Almighty J. He young. I know that. He real young. She went into the baby carriage on that one. Going on, Drake has also dropped new music telling us why we gotta be nice to you niggas. We ain't gotta be nice to you niggas. So if Drake said we gotta be nice to you niggas, we ain't gotta be nice to you niggas. Called Nice For What with all of the Black Girl Magic in his new video. Tracee Ellis Ross, Tiffany Haddish, Issa Rae.
I have not seen the video.
Apparently, yes, I have to watch it, but I've seen clips. And I'm just.
Somebody say something about Facebook, though. Like,
I'm in love.
Changing the world one video at a time.
Yes, I saw that. Wow. I'm absolutely in love, so I'm here for it.
Get it, baby.
Right, you know. And last but not least, ladies, sadly, we have all been heard the rumors of who Lupita is dating, possibly Chadwick Boseman or Michael B. Jordan. Well, it's confirmed it's not Chadwick, because Chadwick got a whole relationship with this singer named Taylor Simone Ledward. And it's her grandmother who dropped the beans and said they like each other, they're really happy together, their families approve of each other, they were they were seen together at an NBA game back in February. Chadwick tries to keep his life private, but you know, they catch little clips and glimpses of them, so it's been confirmed. The Black Panther has his queen.
No, he doesn't. Well, I mean, I'm hating, but I don't know. Grandma's always be happy to report.
So it's possible that
he had a relationship with this grandma.
It was her grandma that spilled the beans.
Oh,
shit. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. But this does mean Lupita and Michael B could actually be really in love, like they've been saying. Who knows?
I mean, who's been saying that?
Oh, it's been all over the place. I heard it on Ricky Smiley with Gary with the T. It was articles, all that. People kept speculating between the two, but a lot of people
Gary
said
with the T's, T, his T's. Yeah. I know, right? It's suspect. Yeah. People like, well, honey, child, you know what they said.
Yeah. Well, Lex with the T says it's possible that Lupita and Michael B could be together. But then again, Lupita got her pick of the litter, so
it's true.
Whoever she end up with, they gonna be the lucky ones. And that's my tea for this week.
All right. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
So, moving right along, this week's mailbag letter, which I shouldn't say this week because we don't always get them, because you guys don't send them to us. So, please send them to ladiesnightformoms
at
gmail.com, right? But so this is, I think we didn't get a, I didn't take the person's fake name. I guess we can just call him Lisa. But it says, dear ladies, so I've been with my boyfriend for almost a year now. Everything has been fine. I really love him. We have a lot of fun, good communication, a great sex life. But lately I've been thinking about bringing another woman into our bedroom. I want to have a threesome. I consider myself straight, but I've always thought that women were beautiful. And I just think our sex is already pretty amazing. Why not put some icing on the cake? I'm just scared because I don't want to open the door to infidelity, and I don't want him to judge me when I suggest it. So I suggest this, and how? What do y'all think?
Oh my God. Well, see, I'm not curious about no girl on girl action, so I'll let y'all have that one. Y'all got it. No shade to those that are, but I can't advise on this situation.
I will tell her to just ask him. It's not like it's...
Be prepared for any consequences and repercussions.
What consequences and repercussions?
He might get an ego. Like, oh, I don't satisfy you. He might be afraid of her getting turned down and going and cheating on him. Or,
do you think him men would really be scared of that?
Is it ego
Mika,
thing?
What do you think?
It could be fun if he was down, as long as everybody is on the same page, you know. But I don't know. It could get messy.
There's always that possibility.
It just depends on what type of man he is too. Like, if she thinks he's adventurous enough to do that and give it a try, then she should ask. How should she ask?
I know, right? I don't know.
She should just start introducing new sex concepts into the bedroom, period. She should lead up to it. I don't think she should just drop that bomb?
I mean, I really, I'm not really sure there's an easy way to ask, hey, babe, let's add a third party and let this third party be a woman. Like,
I mean, I don't know. I would be scared to ask. I think, I don't know. Because part of me feels like I should pick the girl and that's how I would lead into it. But then the other part of me is like, I don't want him to think I've just been sitting around preparing for this. You know what I mean? I would definitely be scared to ask.
Yeah, but like maybe preparation is good. I think you got to go into the topic with preparation.
Yeah, but like Lake said, you don't want to be sitting around thinking, oh, am I not enough?
Because she could tell him all. She could tell him, yeah, you're enough, babe. And he's like, well, if I'm enough, why would he add a third person? Which, I mean, I'm sure anyone would probably feel if your relationship. I personally, my opinion.
Again, guys are hoes, so they'll probably be like.
Yeah, but my opinion, I feel if you want to have a threesome. Live your life. But I personally am not going to have one if I'm in a relationship because that is too much going on. If I'm going to do a threesome, I'd rather be single.
I did it.
And a whole... I mean... Well, that's them.
Candy has a pretty lit life.
And she famous and she keep all of that stuff down on lock. You don't ever hear nothing leaking about that.
Right.
Well, they might in Atlanta, but...
Right.
Not mainstream media.
I just feel like if it's when you in a relationship, there's just too much possibility to get messy. So do that when you're in your whole face. Just do that. Less complications.
I don't know. Just go for it and write us back and tell us how it goes.
Yeah. I think as long as everybody is on the same page, and you should definitely like just start getting nastier and nastier and then be like, well, you know, we've been trying new things, so.
Right.
Shoot, nowadays more guys probably he'll probably end up being four more than like he'd be like, oh really?
Right. Oh, I know somebody. Yeah. What if he says I know somebody?
See. Question. I'm suspect.
Mm, I don't know. Interesting. So going to our topic, swipe right, online dating, which is more like app dating these days because nobody's really online. Maybe you're type good and then your computer and typing in Tinder. Can you do Tinder on a computer?
I don't know. I don't think so. I've never tried it.
I mean, me neither. I thought maybe you could click through. Probably not. I think it's safe to say everybody's tried a dating app. I know I have.
I've tried a few in my
heyday. If you say you haven't, you're probably lying. And unless
why they gotta be lying, Lord?
I mean, because I think everybody's had one. Unless you're like 40
Instagram
and over,
is a dating app. If you got definitely. Instagram and Facebook, you got a dating app.
Okay, like I said, unless you're over like 40 and you're on Black People Meet or you're on Facebook in a group meeting.
Y'all remember Black Planet,
right?
Oh Black Lord, an urban chat.
You know, Black Planet used to be a shit.
Funny.
Right. I think she should be part of the show. Technically, she is because she's here every week, but still. So I don't know about you guys, but I don't really do the dating apps like that. I know y'all did. We did kind of like a 2-week experiment, so we'll talk about how that went. But what's been your like general experience with dating apps?
Nothing really successful. I've tried POF, OkCupid, Tinder, SoulSwipe, and Bumble, and I usually get the same. I either get the thirsty ones that don't know when to quit. I haven't got nothing extreme like these in my inbox, and that's T playing with the balloon. I get the real thirsty ones. You get the ones you try to make the first move, they don't respond, just get nothing from there. And then you get ones that seem like they got their head on straight, pretty good conversation, then it dies off. And then you get the ones that they seem okay, all right. You get to the point of changing numbers and something happens where it just falls apart. So it's just, yeah. I have yet to actually go on a date or meet someone actually from an app.
I mean, I don't know. I try the dating apps and I really want them to work, but I feel like my attention span is just too short because, like, I get on there and then, like, I'll be talking to somebody and then I'll get off for, like, a week at a time. Then I try to come back and, like, they're just like, bitch, you haven't talked to me in a week. Where'd you come from? You know what I mean?
I get tired of swiping.
So it's just like, I got tired of swiping too the first night. I was like, okay, I need a break.
Yeah, it do get overwhelming, but I used Tinder when I first moved here just to meet new people. And some of my best guy friends here I met on Tinder. We don't have a relationship. We're just platonic, but I met him on Tinder.
I know, right? That sounds like plenty of fish. So on that note, what, Lexi already said what app to use. I guess Nikki, you did too. But what's the best app? Like, where do you get the most promising players for your team?
That's the thing. It's really hard to tell. I feel like POF and OKCupid are the bottom of the barrel. That's where you
definitely
get,
well,
you
I
get
the Thursday Cricket, but definitely plenty of fish.
No, you can't get.
Right. What about you, Nikki?
I don't know. He's trying to climb on the chair. I don't know what's going on.
I was just, we can end it.
There you go, pause it right now. So, which one is the best of all the dating apps?
It's really hard to say, because they all end up having the same results, at least in my experience.
You think so? Because you don't feel like they're, well, you already said there's different caliber of guys on each one.
Yeah,
so like,
I will say.
But you do see a lot of the same guys.
You do.
Across
I
apps.
Mean, I will say, as far as, depending on what you're looking for, I will say, SoulSwipe had a good variety of, as far as caliber
is
of guys.
Is SoulSwipe still around?
Yeah, it's basically Black Tinder. But see, I feel like for SoulSwipe to work, you have to be in a bigger city like Chicago or like in Ohio somewhere, because not that many people in Indy have it. So then I kept having to expand my distance, and I kept being Chicago, Dayton, Cincinnati, Cleveland guys. So it's just like, but it's like,
and
that's so far away.
App is like jank.
It is.
It Damn. Is so. Jay.
Yeah, the messages
it's
don't
like
come through.
It's like NTV and BET.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. That is a shame. So how do you guys feel about the ones that make you write the man instead of the man write you?
It's a good confidence builder.
It
like
is.
I actually do like it, too.
But it kind of sucks when you that you don't get no reply. And
I
it,
mean,
and
that's
it,
what happens to men, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Oh, that's
puts
true.
Puts us in our place a little.
Ooh, that's okay.
But see, I feel like it also, you can't, is it, okay, are they getting the, not, are they getting the reply and not responding, or are they just not replying, or like, are they getting the message and not responding, or are they not, are they even getting the message? Because, like, on SoulSwipe, you can send a message, sometimes they won't, you won't get a message for, like, days, and you can tell because of the timestamp, so it's just like.
I mean, I can say true because I will get on. Like I said, I get on an app and then I don't get back on. So that
yeah.
could be it too.
Yeah.
But I don't mind because it'll be like two that don't reply and then the rest of them will reply, you know?
Yeah. I had a couple of guys not reply too, but then, like, when I said what I said and they said what they said, I didn't write back. So
I've had that happen too. Just, me and this one guy were having such a good conversation and then I never went back and I'm just like, what?
Same. I had
you know,
that
I was
too.
Like an asshole. He was probably a nice guy.
Oh, no, you know, it happens all the time.
I know, right? More will come. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like my favorite is probably Bumble of all of them, because Tinder is just like it's almost like another Plenty of Fish, but it's just like people that weren't on Plenty of Fish,
and you get more white people.
Yeah, you do get a lot of white people on Tinder.
And
I like Tinder though.
I
it's
even
fun.
Tried to swipe some of the a cute white boy every now and then, but they
yeah.
responded.
I get some white boy matches, surprisingly, but I never know what to say to a white boy, so that's why I mostly just swipe left even if they are cute.
Every time I get matched with a white boy and we start messaging, he asks me about like bondage and stuff during sex, and I'm like, I am not your slave.
Right, that's
right.
creepy.
That's the wrong bondage in, from a white person to
yeah,
a black person is not good.
I just
no,
don't even be swiping for him no more.
That's creepy. But see, that's why I like Bumble. I be getting a few white guy matches on Bumble too, but it's weird. Because I feel like them men on Bumble be lying about their age. That's the only thing I don't like about it.
I think it's a lot of fake profiles too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like you are not 40, nigga.
You
don't
have to
wait
through
the
profile.
Just be too perfect.
Yes. Like,
or they only have face shots, no lower body, you're seeing what else they do. I'd be like, and there's nothing in their bio. I'm like, yeah, I don't trust you.
And you can verify your pictures on Bumble.
Oh. What, Instagram or whatever?
Like, your face on your phone. They make you scan, take a picture right then and there.
That's crazy.
On my Tinder, I had my Instagram connected just, you know, like, see, you know, for followers and whatnot. But I found annoying that I would get follow requests on Instagram, but then they wouldn't hit me up on Tinder and we match. I'm like, okay, no.
At least I got a follower.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is bad.
I'm like, no. Because then their Instagram profile was suspect. How you got 2,000 followers following 3,000 people and you only got 50 posts? Bro, I don't trust it.
I mean, they could have bought those.
Yeah. It does happen.
Why buy followers?
And there aren't a lot of people who only have like 50 and 60 posts on their page.
Yeah.
My little sisters be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, deleting stuff, they only have a few.
Yeah.
I'll be going to people's pages like, how is this it? There has to be more. And maybe that's
no, really, that's how I feel.
Because these days, yeah, I do a lot of stalking.
there has to be more.
Right, because it just be like, not even a lot of pictures. So I'll just be like, where are they at? I know you have all these followers and you've been on Instagram this long. You have more pictures than that. But anyway, Did you guys notice any, like, patterns of the type of guys you mesh with? Like, all pretty boys or all...
Dark-skinned guys with beards.
Girl.
Tall, dark-skinned guys with beards. That's just everybody looking like...
I know, but that's good. That's not a bad match.
I mean, I always end up coming across brown or dark-skinned. I very rarely come across, like, yellow, light, bright, typical light skin. And I had some with dreads, some with beards. A lot of them had fades and waves, maybe a little facial hair and some, but not all of them were all. Oh yeah, pretty white teeth. I love me a pretty white teeth smile. Sorry, shine like Colgate. That's what I need.
I don't know. I'm trying to categorize the guys I meet, which I haven't really met any person, but they kind of be all over the spectrum. It's just like most of them are black, obviously, but they be a little all over the spectrum. Not so many light skinned guys.
No, not me either. Especially not light-skinned guys with good hair.
But I don't be seeing them on the apps that much now I think about it. Like, are light-skinned guys too good for dating apps? Because you really don't see a lot of them on there.
Let us know. Are y'all too good for dating apps, light-skinned guys?
Right? Because we will meet you in person.
No, I don't really have, like, a preference between light or dark skin. It's just
I don't have a preference.
Brown and dark skin is literally what I either draw to or what I attract.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've only attracted, like, really, like, talk to, like, two or three like typical yellow, light, bright skin guys ever. Everyone else has been brown or dark skin.
Yeah. I mean, I had one or two on the team back in the day. But I don't really see that many out anymore. It's almost like they're disappearing.
They taken.
Right, something. But, so, have you guys ever dated any of your matches?
I've never met any of my matches in person, ever. Never really gone past the app or texting.
Damn.
One guy I came close to, but ended up canceling. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, we got an argument and it fell out anyway, so.
I haven't. I don't think I've met anyone either. But I never stay on there long enough, so it's like, at most, we might exchange numbers, and then we'll text for a while, we might talk on the phone. I don't know, you just have to, like, really grab my attention. That's why I feel like I do better when I meet guys in person, because it's just like, you know what I mean?
It's like
I have something to keep me attracted. I don't know.
I just like you get maybe the, you just always it's either they're not interested enough, they're too thirsty, or then they're like in the middle where they'll be interested enough and then it falls off. So it's like I have yet to see or know someone that like really have like someone successfully continue to talk to someone from Tinder or any dating app for a long period of time.
Yeah, like we damn near need to talk on the phone the very first day. So yeah, I can hear your voice and be like,
because we need to FaceTime something.
I did stop talking to one of my Tinder matches because I didn't like the sound of his voice.
I mean, that's real shit. Because chemistry, that's how you build chemistry.
I was like, this is going to be a no. And we had, our text conversations were really good. And so then when we got on the phone, I was like, oh, dang. But I give myself a 3-day Tinder limit. Mm-hmm. After the 3 days is up, then my attention span is gone. If you haven't caught my attention in 3 days, then I might not ever talk to you again.
I imagine from a whole bunch of people. I was like, oh, you ain't responded. Oh, you ain't hit me back up.
If you have, we can exchange numbers.
Right.
And go from there. Yeah. And I always like to add them on Snap because you can see them. Like, if they don't post pictures of their face on Snap, something is up. But
I mean, that's true.
Good point.
You can see them. You can hear their voice.
I
need to
follow, I guess I need to do this.
And not pictures from 2 months
from
the camera roll.
You would?
I guess I need to look at Instagram because I don't have Snap, but Instagram would be a good alternative, you know? That's interesting. Because I, you know what I mean? If I saw them on Instagram, I might be more interested to give them like a 3-day window or something.
Three-day window.
So how do y'all feel about seeing people y'all know in real life?
Wait. Meeting them in real life.
Or like, seeing people like on an app that you know in real
life.
Oh, I
think it's funny.
Or mutual friends.
I think it's funny. I swear, swipe left. Because I'm not. Right. Unless it's someone like I had a crush on, but.
What if
somebody's
like,
boyfriend, you'd be like, screenshot.
Right.
Oh, like, yeah. I'd be like, oh, wait a minute.
Girl,
and,
look who I saw on Tinder.
Right.
I'd be like, I hope, I hope this is an old, this is an old account.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I really hope.
Right.
I really hope.
Right.
I'm like, cause listen, homeboy just popped the phone on my app.
Right.
Yeah. If it was my crush, I would swipe right. I would take. This must be a sign from God. Swipe
right.
Saying baby T.
Right. He wants us to know about his pretzel. But I don't know. What about when it's somebody you know that you never really thought of like that? But you're like, you know what? They kind of cute. They are cute or whatever. Like, would you just take that as like a gateway to get to know somebody you already know? Or would you just be like, since
yeah,
I know them,
I've done that before. But since I'm not from here, it doesn't happen that often. It would probably happen if I was back home or in college a lot more. And then it would be kind of cool to meet them. Yeah. Like, I always wanted to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Like, I knew you, but I didn't know
the lady you wanted to. That just, well, in my case, they've never been that person that I thought they were.
This is true. That could be true. Which I've never had it happen. But when I see people, I just be like, they are kind of cute, you know?
Yeah.
They a little snack or whatever.
They a little snack.
And people typically glow up after high school, so.
This is true.
It's probably, they probably do look good.
Ain't nobody glowed up from my high school.
I mean, nobody's been glowed up from mine either, but other people that I knew. Not that they were bad looking back then.
True. I just sat there and told a lie.
Yeah, I was like, not from my high school.
I glowed up them.
Okay.
My high school.
Right, I guess
see,
I'm
my high school, yeah. We went in and everybody was cute, cream of the crop. Like, okay, yeah. Now these niggas ain't doing nothing, got hella kids, or the good ones are taken. So it's just, yeah.
I feel you. That's people in my high school, too. But so when it does go from like the online or the app conversation to the phone conversation, do you ask them for their number or do you make them ask you for yours? You know what I mean? Like, how does that go?
I ask them for their number. And then I just be like, hey, it's Janika. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter, though, because they're going to get my number regardless. But yeah. One of my friends told me to download the text app and not to give out the number. Yeah,
I mean, that's smart.
That's a good idea.
That's smart. But who has the space for all that?
Right.
Right.
I just got me a new phone, so I got a little bit now.
Right. Turn up. Nika got the bag. Since we talked about the bag. But anyway, I don't know. That's a good idea, but shit, I forgot what I was about to say. What did you say right before that?
Download the text app?
No, yeah, right before. So, like, sound like you said you've never gone on a date with somebody you met on an app. Nika, have you?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went fine. I've had good Tinder dates. I have had success with Tinder. All my dates have gone smoothly. We're all still friends to this day. If we don't talk like that, they are good friends.
That's good.
Yeah,
like,
that's
so
why we wanted
to really
lucky.
Give it a good try, because you made me want to really give it a try. I just need to stay focused.
Yeah, I've gotten lucky. And I only swipe on guys with bios. I don't know if that makes a difference. But.
So what do y'all put
in
your bio? What do y'all put in your bio, though?
Let me look at mine. Hold on.
All right, mine's some bullshit.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. It's
no,
not bullshit.
I would really think hard, because everything I would put in, I'd be like, I felt like my bios always sounded really pubescent and girly. And it's not because I was trying to make it sound like, I just really didn't know what to say.
Yeah,
I'm like, outgoing, fun, smart. Let's have great conversations.
That's kind of how mine is. Just little bits and pieces about myself. And I get a lot of rice swipes for my natural hair, because I'd be like, yes, that's my real hair.
Right.
But
little pineapple.
It works.
Right. Mine's probably too girly. But it's just like little words, little bits and pieces too. But I mean, I don't be one of the most people that puts like a whole bio on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, get to know me.
I'm going to say, honestly, I really just think it comes down to the pictures. Like, yeah, have a bio so people know you're real. But guys just go for the picture. They think you cute, they going to swipe. They going to try.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And I also put, go ahead and swipe left if you don't like kids.
Oh yeah, I need to put that in mind.
Yeah, and I had to make it like the first thing. Because if you see swipe left, you're going to be like, why? But,
right.
Just let you know.
Right. I mean, yeah, I definitely put that in my bio, because I'm just like, I don't even want to have to deal with telling someone that I have a child. Like, I'm just going to put that I have a child right here. So,
yeah.
You're not surprised. You already know what's up. Swipe left if you're, you know.
I don't put that out there.
That's a problem.
I wait till you ask me. Half time, I end up getting someone that ends up just saying, oh, yeah, I got my daughter. Da, da, da. Oh, well, how many kids you have? It just happens naturally like that. So, I don't trip about that.
I mean, I don't trip, but I'm just like, you know what? Save me some time.
I was brave, and I put up a picture from my vacation last year, me in a swimsuit.
Pregnant?
No.
Oh, no.
This was when I went to Vegas.
Last year.
Oh, yeah, definitely not last year. But I was thinking, we were talking about having kids. That's how I was like, what does that have to do with it? But
I was talking about what we put in our bios. I was going along with the bio profile. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually I would just stick to cute selfies and body picture, like full body pictures, just so they can see all what I got here.
Right.
But me doing a swimsuit is, picture me in my swimsuit is, you know, it's out the, you know, it's a little different for me, out the comfort zone. So I was proud of myself. I was just hoping I wouldn't attract no weirdos putting it up there.
I try to choose pictures that like look like me in everyday life. So not pictures with a whole bunch of makeup. One cute full body picture, of course.
Yeah.
But like smiley cheesy pictures, maybe a sexy smiles picture, you know, and then a little just because I can, you know.
Right. Some of my best pictures is when I don't have my regular hair in, like Vegas. I had a whole weave. So it was like, because I didn't have any other pictures of my everyday. So I was like, well, here's a couple of my regular pictures so you don't have short hair. Here's what I look like with weave. Here's what I look like with braids so you can get a nice variety. Right. You know that this is me.
See, I change my hair a lot. So that's why I try to put like different pictures just so you can be prepared. Like, it's an ongoing change, so just be ready for that. But I try to give them a variety. I'll do a couple of face shots. Maybe some smiley. Maybe some just like, you know, attitude-y.
On my Bumble full body. I was wondering why I wasn't getting any matches at first. And then I was like, someone said, check your profile. It's just pictures of me and the kids.
Oh, just, Lord.
Like, all my pictures was just me and
automatically
the kids.
Automatically updated.
Like, right. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm not looking for a stepdaddy.
Why I got to log in from Facebook?
Right, yeah. I'll be trying not to do that because I feel like they're going to get all my information and have me one of these days.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm only giving you so much information.
Right. But you know, I was thinking I did go on a date with a guy from a dating app. I didn't think I had. But when I was in college, I was on Plenty of Fish, so I feel like it was online back then and not a dating app. But I did meet this guy, and he was in the military, and he was really nice. Like, we had a nice little weekend. We went out to eat and stuff. He came to stay. This was when I was in college, so he stayed in town. And the only thing was, he was just a little bit crazy, and that's why we couldn't work out.
Why was he crazy? How?
I mean, he just had mommy issues.
Oh, Lord. He was a mama's boy?
No, his mother, like, left them and
abandonment issues. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it was just, like, a lot. I think I was too young at the time to deal with all that, and maybe he needed to deal with all that as well.
Y'all was talking about that on the first date or just over the course of
the messages?
Over the course,
because we, like, talked on the phone for a while before he came to visit me, like, so we, you know what I mean? So it was like, we got to know each other.
How long before you met him?
I feel like it was maybe, like, a month or so, because we had to wait till he had, like, a weekend off or something like that. I think this was years ago. I was, like, 21, 22. And I'm older now, so... I'm older now.
The things we do.
Right. But it seemed like such a good idea at the time. Like, I'm in school. He's in the military. You know, we both are focused on something. Like I said, it seemed like a very good idea at the time. But yeah, he turned out to be a little bit crazy. He was really nice. I hope he found, like, a nice woman for
him. Did he have that twinkle in his eye?
I don't know about a twinkle in his eye, but he had a baby in his pants.
This poor tablet.
You guys probably missed that.
This tablet is the strongest tablet I've never heard.
Right.
That sucker done fell about 3-4 times, and it's still holding on.
Y'all didn't see
that tablet's better than some damn OtterBoxes. That tablet's so damn strong.
Right, so y'all don't see the screen. She's hurt the whole screen up. I said, Hunter, I can't
stronger
believe
than dang on OtterBox. That thing's still holding on.
Girl, don't be trying to get out of no trouble. But yeah, but like I said,
oh, that is funny. My head hurt.
Right, like, girl, I didn't ask you nothing about that. You know you in trouble. But yeah, he didn't have a twinkle in his eye, but he definitely had a baby arm in his pants, and that was another sad reason I didn't want to let him go. But
it'd be like that.
Right, folks out here with these baby arms.
Right.
Gracious.
Speaking of baby arms, y'all see that video of Safari and that girl in the club, and he was picking her up. And
oh, I saw that video.
Yes, I was like,
I missed that video.
I need Safari in my life. Like, I'll be thinking, like, how could you?
She said, I don't.
I don't need my walls stretched out like that.
I mean, they'll go back.
I don't know. Every day of that.
I mean, you have to do it every day, but girl, you better put some vinegar in that bath water and call it a day.
It just might hurt too much.
I don't know. I feel like I would like that.
Nikki took it for 12 years.
You right. Woo. You right.
It's a long time.
She took it for 12 years, so if she can do it, you can do it.
Like,
believe in yourself.
But I don't know. Anyway, Safari.
Turkey.
I mean, have you seen that picture?
What a turkey.
Nothing. Right. No, I'm talking about Nicki Minaj taking Safari for 12 years. She probably like a Thanksgiving turkey on the inside.
Oh.
Ooh. That's a lot of dick. That's a lot of dick. So, Nicki, you said the dates were good. When you go on dates with Dr. Dre, our dates were good, too. But they didn't lead anywhere either. So, that's pretty fucked up. Yeah. I don't know. Are you guys going to try dating apps again one day?
Yeah.
I y'all need to come out with a new one.
I'm going to get you a starting three or, you know.
I need a new one. Because I've just had no luck. And I feel like you wind up seeing the same people or same type of people.
Yeah.
So, I need some. If somebody has a new one that they could recommend that might have a better success rate.
I got on a sugar daddy app. It was too much.
What was it called?
Sudy. Sudy. For those who are interested. But it was like,
just in case you're looking for one,
right? It like it had like a news feed, and it was like a competition. You could post pictures, and
so multiple people was like, that's too much.
Yeah, it was too much. And then, but they did have like a swipe left, swipe right, like Tinder, and it would tell you how much the person made, and if they were married or
not knowing networks and stuff,
and are they married,
and if they give out allowances and all that. But I just couldn't go through with it because it was just too suspect to me.
Something.
It's kind of weird, and they could be lying about how much money they make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true too.
That's how people get scammed.
Have y'all ever heard of Seeking Arrangement? That's another sugar daddy app.
No.
I saw it on there, but I don't know what made me gravitate towards City.
Well, I don't know. This girl I used to work with told me about Seeking Arrangement. She was an IU student. She was like, yeah, he's going to pay for my condo downtown. And you can say, it's not the thing where you can like set your lowest amount that you'll take from a guy. And you can put like a wish list from Amazon type deal on there. People would just like send her money with stuff.
But how did...
So I'm like, how did y'all find this? But she said some white girl showed it to her.
Have y'all ever seen Bloomington? The girlfriend experience?
Is it a show?
Mm-hmm. I think it's on Showtime, and it's about this girl who... She was basically like an escort, and she would have lunch with guys however many times a month or a week. And they would pay her.
Lunch?
And she was getting... She got paid $2,000 for 2 hours.
Damn, I need to do that.
What's she doing for 2 hours? For talking?
Some of them.
I got a lot to say.
Listen,
yeah, I mean,
I'm a great listener.
But she got paid a lot just for going on dates with the guys and just talking to them. And then somebody's wife found out and they paid her like $10,000 to stop talking to her husband.
Damn, that's what's up.
And she took it. Okay, I would have to, though.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you know what? What was I about to say? The one Seeking Arrangement, it had a thing where you could set what you will and won't do. So you could say, like, sex, no sex. You know what I mean? And just, like, set your boundaries. So they already knew coming in. That's what I was like, this is damn not tight because you setting yourself up for the right thing. You know what I mean? Like, you let people know what you're going to do off tops.
Yeah, but are they going to hold up the end of the bargain? That's the only thing that I was nervous about.
I mean, that's true, but then just, like, get a deposit.
Just like anything else.
I'm just saying, get a deposit up front. Like, they probably have
idea.
That in their bio, too.
That's
like,
a good idea.
It's a business, obviously.
It's a business.
Y'all know what's funny? Y'all was talking about how y'all got tired of swiping on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
I had this letters video on YouTube going on in the background, and I was swiping to the beat of the song.
Oh, Lord.
And sometimes I would just get so caught up in swiping that I would see a cute guy and swipe left accidentally.
I hate when I do
like,
that.
Yeah, I have done that,
but they
too.
Do come back around.
Yeah, is it because if you swipe? Yeah, because if you swipe left, swipe left.
A couple people, I was like, you know what, I should have just.
Yeah, because if you have to swipe left, it just swipes from like, okay, I'm not interested. But if you hit X, that means they can never contact you ever. Like it's almost like X is blocking. Yeah, when you X, it deletes them from the selection.
It'd be funny to me when guys have pictures of their dogs,
especially white guys. It's always white guys for the most part.
Yeah. I'd be like, ugly, gay, no bio, smoke weed all day, swipe right.
Right. I feel you. I hate when you tell they smoke weed all day.
Yeah. Eyes be looking all squinty and
but the gay ones,
watery.
How do you pick out gay?
I'm going to show you a picture.
Oh, shoot.
Right.
I hate the ones that look like they living in some, like, roommate or somebody else's house. Like, I swear the ones that just had, like, pictures of them in their bedroom, I'm like, you clearly live with your mama.
Right. For experimental purposes, I did put my Bumble on everybody just so I could see who all was out there. And it's some random white girls out there. It's some random all types of women. I thought I knew him. I just, you know what? I thought that too, actually, because I did see his picture. And I did think he had some sugar in his tank as well, which there's nothing wrong with gay people, but you need to be.
Is his hand flipped up?
Maybe he's
like
on
a table
on the rock,
like a tabletop.
He got it like propped it.
But maybe he's
That's like flipped up, propped up. That's not like just lightly placed. Like
it's like
it's flat like a tabletop. Let me see.
But maybe he's on the side that is has everyone.
But it's not. It don't look. I don't even like to go off stereotypes, but that pose don't. I don't. People need to. I'm sorry. Y'all need to take better look at your picture. Like, I feel like they're not choosing their pictures. Why would you choose a picture that's zoomed all in your face like this? Or doesn't compliment you?
And I mean, I think he chose that picture on purpose. Here? And I think his profile says everyone.
It is.
Because you can ask to do that.
Really? But you can just tell sometimes, you know, they cheese in a little too.
Right.
Too, you know.
Or they just look a little too happy. You know, they have an extra happy smile.
Yeah.
Wait, damn, that's crazy. Because at first I was like, how do you know they're gay? But I definitely saw him. So what if you, like, match with somebody and it doesn't go anywhere, but then your friend matches with them later, but it does go somewhere with your, for your friend?
Say, what was the question?
I think that happens a lot.
What's the question?
Because we all come into contact with the same people so many times, you know.
So true.
If nothing happened between you and the guy, then, like, why even stress about it? Because
true.
That has happened. Me and my friend, she'll be like, oh, I matched with him on Tinder. But if something happened, she would have told me.
Right. I mean, I feel you. Because I definitely, if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, just got to let it go. Pass them around. Take them down. Something. But yeah, I don't know. What about you, Lex?
Like, if someone I matched with, them matched with a friend, but nothing happened with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if nothing happened with us, it didn't go nowhere. I mean... What can I say? That's like that. Oh, he was texting me. Like.
So, what are the boundaries to that? Like, where do you draw the line?
I feel like if we, and me and him, because like we could meet and go on a first date, but then what if I really didn't like him? Then, but oh yeah, go ahead. I feel like the boundary draws the line if we went on some dates and there was actual chemistry, or we, you know, physically did something. Yes, honey.
Right,
yeah, but like if we only like if it never made past the app or texting, we never met in person. I mean, look, I can't be mad because nothing happened.
What if you went on a date with him?
If I went on a date, I mean,
but it was awful.
Oh, still, it was awful. I just let him know, like, hey, bro, the date I had was awful. I'll just give you a heads up. Be prepared if this come out.
Would you give him a disclaimer about him? Or would you let her just decide for yourself?
I would give a disclaimer, like, you know, be like, oh, he was really cheap, or, oh, he talks a lot. You know, just letting them know, like, be prepared. Because, you know, some people can deal with things that you can't and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know, this is what I got from him. But, you know, niggas change up every day for who they want to, so.
A little warning. Yeah. Only if it's something that needs to be warned about.
Yeah.
Like, unnecessary. Flag. Yeah.
Like, yeah, like I would like personality wise, I would let him know, like, like this, like personality wise, he has this quirk about him.
That's Safari. You thought Safari
like
had? Are you saying Safari had?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Wait, what about Safari?
We was talking about the warnings, and I said I would be like, girl, he got this sparkle in his eye. My son is acting crazy.
I know, right? That's what I was about to say. Must be a full moon with the kids because they are definitely turning up. But I don't know. I feel like I definitely want to give app dating a real try because I never give it a real try. Because I feel like my Mr. Right could be out there just waiting for me to swipe left on his picture.
I am for dating apps. I've had success. Yeah. Although I'm single, I have met some great guys. There are some great guys out there.
Man, y'all I'm about to just try just pay and do black people meet or something because I just feel like.
Black people meet. Probably good if you want an older guy, actually. Maybe I should get on there too, really.
Because I've had no good luck with apps. I feel like I said, I end up getting the same type of people. And I think I be sounding so negative sometimes when it comes to single and dating. I really don't try to sound negative at all. These are just my experiences.
Right. I mean,
I try to enjoy myself. I just try to deal with the cards I've been dealt, and this is just my choice. This is my life. I'm sorry.
I mean, sometimes it'd be like that. It's not like you're being negative, you're just being real.
Like, I'm just being real honest.
They don't really, you know, get it. But I feel you, though. But, I mean, I don't know. You just gotta get back out there and try again.
Well, you know, summer's coming. I'm trying to work on this summer body.
Yeah, summer's coming and relationships are ending because the weather is going to break. Hopefully this Friday is supposed to be 72. So hopefully the weather will break, and I'm not hoping anyone's relationship is. But
yeah, we're not wishing karma and bad
nothing
like on your relationship.
I am looking forward to the free agency, the talent on the free agency.
No, really, because I swear, going out in the summer versus going out in the winter is so different. Like, there'll be guys that go out, but it's every few times you go out in the winter. In the summertime, people are always out.
Yes.
There's always a variety of potential.
Yes.
And it seems like in the summer, more people are more willing to converse and socialize. You know, in the wintertime, nobody want to come out in the cold. They just want to keep the ones they got from last summer until it's warmed up again.
Yeah, definitely.
So I feel like summertime comes, we'll be coming for revenge.
Yeah.
All summer 18, you know.
Man, and we got Cardi's new album to turn us up even more.
Yes, my
so,
captions are about to be
right.
lit.
The
I'm about to thirst
about to
trap.
Right.
I
okay.
actually, I saw read an article that gives you good instructions on how to properly thirst trap.
Really? You have to
share
that.
Yes, I meant to share that with us for this episode tonight. Yes.
So,
those out here on these dating apps, how to properly thirst trap, confidence is key. Not too much, but not too little. Leave some mystery. Also, it mentioned include stuff about yourself that sticks, like something that may stick out. So, you know, Angela Simmons been out here on the beach and the boat rides. You know, clearly she's living her best life.
Right.
And I can't remember if there was one more tip. I can't remember. But yeah, so just remember, confidence is key, mystery, something that makes it stick out. And, you know, good captions are always necessary.
Right. I love a good thirst trap. Well, a good picture in general.
Good
I'm
picture.
Them thirst traps,
yeah.
But if they do bring Shawty my way, then...
Shawty swing my way. Shawty look good to meet me. Now would you please swing my way. Shawty swing my way. Swing it over here, Shawty. You're looking good, Shawty. Okay.
Right. I say my sugar honey iced tea.
That was the damn. That's a hit.
Well,
we
are
going
to go ahead and get out of here because it looks like we are about at time. But thank you guys for listening. And as we said in the beginning of the episode, swipe right. You know, you might find the love of your life.
Right. But also, don't be no fool because people do still catfish out here.
Yeah, it's very true. We should have had a segment on catfishing. Have you guys ever felt like you got catfished off of niggas and people on the dates? You ever feel like somebody...
Oh, have you got catfished?
No, I haven't gotten catfished. I feel like catfishes are kind of weird early on. And with all the social media that you can check today, it's
true.
Kind of hard to get catfished.
This is true. You shouldn't have been
getting
catfished.
People still out here
getting
catfished,
like that show's dumb as hell anyway, because you should know better. But like Nika said, there's variable ways to verify
because
a
like
person.
Whatever, a lot of people put their Instagram name on the app.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever one social media name is, the rest of them are probably that or some variation. So even if you don't know the exact name, if you just type in what you know, something will pop up, you'll find it.
That's true. Very true. I find out that a lot of those catfishes don't happen in rural places. I've noticed that. So I feel like they may not be on as much social media as like much of the social media outlets. That's probably why they get catfished so much and they don't think of verifying. Also, so I'm sorry, y'all. No common sense. If I cannot video chat you when we've been talking for almost 6 months, there's a problem. That's genuinely a problem. Dang, not even maybe like the first month if we can't video chat.
That's
right. Yeah, that's a problem.
Months.
Some there was over 3-5 years and never video chatted.
Right. I feel like at that point you're asking to get played because after so long you know something's wrong and you're just choosing to be an active participant. But that's my personal opinion. But anyway, Nika, you got a positive word for us?
Let's see. I have been slacking on my positive words. And I just want to say that I am sorry.
You know we need that positivity in our lives.
We do.
To get us through the week, Lord Jesus.
In the meantime, hit us in our DMs. Send us those letters, those confessions.
gmail.com.
You know, you need some advice. We got you.
Reviews on our iTunes, please.
And SoundCloud. Comment. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Right. Ladies Night Podcast. Ladies Night PC on Twitter. Ladies Night Podcast on everything else.
Subscribe.
Comment, like, share.
And over it, and when you post a little interactive post, leave a comment. Interact with us.
Right.
We want to talk with you.
Talk to us. We talk back.
Come and talk to me. I really want to meet you. Can I talk to you? I really want to know you. Oh, yeah, what was our theme song this week?
The whole Cardi B album.
Dang near. Yeah. True. Cardi B album for sure.
Finish.
Yeah.
I just want to share that it must be a full moon tonight because y'all hear how the kids are cutting up in the back. And Malik keep calling me in there to clip his toenails.
Why his toenails?
Like, right, what is going on? And then so he was crying like it was really hurting. And then he said, okay, you got to do this one and this one and this one. He was just faking.
Well, faking, that's what they do, though, but not clip his toenails. I ain't mad at him, though.
Not clip his toenails.
Full service I can hear tonight.
So, this says, release. As soon as I change my focus and let go of what no longer serves my highest good, I create space for greater fulfillment in my life. Can you read one more time? Release. As soon as I change my focus and let go of what no longer serves my highest good, I create space for greater fulfillment in my life.
I like that.
I do too. It just made me start thinking of stuff that I know I need to let go.
Right. Cause some stuff you just do it, but that would be my serving purpose.
Let it go.
Just to have positive thoughts about things.
Well, thank you guys for listening. As always, like we said, follow us, comment, like, subscribe, share. Please don't get on out of here and go listen to more of that Cardi album.
Exactly.
No, I'm just playing.
Cardi gang.
Right. We ride hard. It don't even matter, though. Okay, bitch. But anyway, we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Adios. All right. Bye.